charities. Now, we came across some research this morning suggesting that almost 80% of people will give less money to charity this year versus last year. And the reason is not complicated. It's all due to cost of living. Essentially, when your essentials in life cost more, your groceries, your petrol, your power, your gas, all those sorts of things, you have to respond. And one of the ways you respond is cutting discretionary expenditure. And charitable giving, unfortunately, has to be seen as a form of discretionary expenditure. Our next guest is senior lecturer in psychology at the University of Queensland, and he did a lot of this research. Dr. Michael Notell, good morning.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Well, I'm good. So are we saying that total charitable giving will fall, or are we just saying that for a lot of people they'll give less, or is it both?
Well, look, Australians do struggle to give as much as our sort of partners in the OECD. So, for example, across the ditch, New Zealanders give about twice as much as us. And, you know...
So when you say twice as much, you mean per capita?
Yes, exactly, yeah. Per capita. And the cost of living crisis is making that harder. So Australians, all of us are saying that we're likely to give less. Now, we surveyed sort of a representative sample of Australians, and a big chunk of charitable donations come from the top end of town, and we don't know whether their giving is retracting as well, but it does seem like it's getting harder and harder for people to give money to charity.
There is this interesting point in your research that out of five similar countries, so we're talking Australia versus New Zealand, the US, Canada and the UK, we are actually per capita the least generous when it comes to charitable giving. Like, we give 0.38% of our GDP, and Americans give, you know, almost four times that amount, or three times that amount, 1.44%. But why is that? Why are Australians less generous?
Yeah, I mean, we found that surprising because we see ourselves as the lucky country, and when you feel lucky, you want to pay that forward. But there's lots of possible reasons. Like, the government's looking into the charity regulations here because it's quite hard for some charities to get regulated here in ways that isn't so complicated overseas. And that's one thing. We're also just a bit sceptical that we're getting good bang for our buck. Like, you know, something like 70% of donors, we're not sure that they were having a big impact with their charity in our survey.
Is it also possible that Australians may be taxed more? Like, we have some of the highest income tax rates in the world compared to, say, America or even New Zealand. Is it possible that people say, well, you know what, I'm paying so much in taxes, I don't need to give to charity?
Look, that's possible. We didn't look at that. But in a way, that would almost give you an incentive to donate because we get more of a return, right? So when you make a tax-deductible donation, if we've got a high marginal tax rate, then we're sort of getting more of a return on that. Does that make sense?
Well, sort of. I mean, if you're paying 47%, you do get a tax deduction, but it's still costing you money. Well, and I suppose the other thing is, I mean, do you think we have too many charities? I mean, for example, you look at the field of mental health, and there are so many charities, many of which seem to do basically the same things. And I've often thought maybe they should sort of get together and just have one charity with one layer of cost, not have multiple charities all trying to achieve the same end.
Yeah, but we don't, as a donor, don't have much control over that. One thing we do have control over is where we donate. And this is where I think there's a big misconception. So most of us think that all of those charities are about the same, but the best charities for mental health look to be like, you know, 10 or 100 times better than the average ones. And that's the same in tackling climate change, the same in health or well-being. And so, yeah, there are heaps of charities for us to choose from. That makes it overwhelming. But if you find the best charities, you can get much more bang for your buck. You can get like 10 or 100 times as much good done for the same money.
The problem is, though, as a consumer of charities, it's sort of hard to work out. Like, most of us simply don't have the time to do the research into that sort of thing.
No, exactly. Neither do I. And you know, I am a researcher. And so there are places like GiveWell and Giving What We Can for Climate Change, Giving Green. These are places that aren't charities themselves per se, but they are trying to help donors figure out where your money can go the furthest. So they're the researchers. So GiveWell have like 50 full-time researchers trying to find the most cost-effective way of improving health, and Giving What We Can pull all of those different evaluators together. And so those places are really good for people like us who don't have time to try to look at the annual reports of all the mental health charities to figure out where your money goes the furthest.
Good point. All right, thank you for your time. Dr. Michael Notell there, senior lecturer in psychology at the University of Queensland and a researcher into charities and why we give. But his message is this: apparently 78% of people, according to his research, will give less this year versus last year, all because of the cost of living crisis. 1-3-6-9-3 at 5 to 10.